Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, ready to kickstart your day? Buckle up because we're diving deep into something that trips us all up. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard, setting yourself up for disappointment and stress? You know that feeling when a project isn't perfect, so you just avoid it altogether? We've all been there. But guess what? There's a better way to navigate this trap. This isn't about lowering your standards, folks. It's about embracing self-compassion and getting real with ourselves. Because seriously, life is too short to be consumed by the pursuit of perfection. Today, we're talking about 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the perfect illusion and cultivate a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with your work, yourself, and the world around you. First up, recognize that perfectionism is often rooted in fear. Think about it. Those lofty standards are usually driven by a deep-seated fear of failure or judgment. We're afraid to mess up. We're afraid people won't like us if things aren't perfect. It's a heavy burden to carry. So, acknowledging this fear is the first step towards dismantling it. Next, challenge those unrealistic expectations. When was the last time you saw anything truly perfect in your life? Let's be real. Imperfection is what makes us human and unique. Embracing that messiness can actually lead to greater creativity and innovation. Remember, done is better than perfect. Sometimes, good enough is more than enough. Third, focus on progress over perfection. Instead of fixating on the end result, celebrate those small wins along the way. Each step you take, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is a victory. This shift in mindset can drastically reduce stress and boost your motivation. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who's struggling. When you make mistakes, and trust me, we all do, acknowledge them without judgment, learn from them, and move on. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And finally, remember that your worth isn't tied to your achievements. You are valuable and deserving of love and respect, regardless of how perfect you are. Don't let the pursuit of an unattainable ideal overshadow your inherent worth as a human being. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're working on a creative project, maybe a painting, a piece of writing, or even just planning a birthday party. You pour your heart and soul into it, but then that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. This isn't good enough, it says. It needs to be perfect. Suddenly, you feel overwhelmed, paralyzed by the fear of not meeting your own impossibly high standards. But what if you paused? What if instead of letting that inner critic take over, you practiced a little self-compassion? You could say to yourself, "Hey, this is a work in progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm proud of myself for putting in the effort and showing up." Maybe even add a little self-care. Take a break, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music. Remember, creating something meaningful isn't about striving for perfection. It's about enjoying the process and expressing yourself authentically. So remember, you are not defined by your flaws or imperfections. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and success just as you are. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and treat yourself with kindness along the way. Today, let's commit to ditching that perfectionism trap and embracing a life filled with authentic expression and genuine joy. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's spread the message of self-compassion and empower each other to live more fulfilling lives. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback keeps us going. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue to explore the power of mental toughness. Stay strong out there.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.